last year. It's a very brilliant technique. You've got a choice of two tasks. Toss a coin. Actually, where was it I said this? I said this when I was over in Norway, that's right. And this was amazing, because a girl asked this question. If I have a choice, how do I make the choice? And I say, well, you know, say you're making a choice whether to marry your boyfriend or not. She heard her. I tossed her out straight away. She was so embarrassed, because that's what she really wanted to ask. But she never asked the question again. Straight away I picked the spot, and she was so embarrassed. She went red, holding her head, and everybody started laughing. It was brilliant. I really enjoyed that moment. She didn't, of course. But I said, look, this is what you do. Now, whether to marry your boyfriend or not marry the boyfriend, take a coin and you toss it up. But this is complicated. It's not just tossing a coin like you think. Toss a coin. Heads I marry him, tails I don't. Okay, that's, you know, that's the deal. So you toss it up and it gets heads. Heads I marry him. And you think, 2 out of 3. That means you don't want to marry him. If it comes up tails, no. Think, oh, I'll try it again. That means you do want to marry him. Because tossing up a coin is not to make the decision. The tossing the coin is to find out what you really want to do. And if you get disappointed, you know, when it comes up heads or tails, it means you never didn't really want to do that, did you? So what it's doing is actually getting in touch with, you know, what you really want, your intuition, your inner feeling of things. If you feel I want to do it again, that means whatever's come up is not what you want to do. Do the opposite. That's the tossing the coin method. It's very brilliant. When I am totally silent and concentrating on my